welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life, the life lived to the full. This episode, I want to talk to you about storms and moving forward through the storms. At the end of this, I'm going to give you a challenge and give my email address, and I'm ask you to email me how you're doing with the challenge, because we all like challenges. Moving through the storms is one of those things that we don't really think about often, but everybody's going to go through storms. And sometimes to get home, you can't just turn around and just try to avoid the storm. Sometimes you just have to keep moving forward through the storm. When we lived in Sheridan, I was out running one time and I was supposed to meet some friends going up this long run into a pass. And I have this bad habit of not looking at the weather before I go for runs. And so many times I get surprised by it. Well, this was one of those times. My friends were late getting there, and so I headed up to kind of the top of this first pass, and I look west, and there's a really, really huge black cloud, and it's got these gray streaks of rain coming down, and there's lightning bolts thundering through the air, and it's looking kind of ominous. And as I stood at the top of the pass, I was thinking, okay, maybe I should just turn around and run back down the mountain and get to my truck and all will be safe. But then I got to thinking, this thing's coming fast, and there were three creek crossings on my way. The second creek crossing was looking like a raging river when I crossed it the first time. And it was only 6-7 feet wide. So it's not like it was this huge thing, but I was thinking, wow, with this amount of rain coming, that's going to be even worse. And so I just put my head down and I said, nope, I'm just going to keep on running west and just run through the storm. So I kept on running, and going west, you kind of curled around the mountain, came back down another pass, and then came back into the parking area, the trailhead. After a couple hours of running, it was, you know, somewhere around 20 miles. I get back to my truck and my friends are sitting there and they look like drowned rats. I didn't, because I got through the storm to the other side and it was amazing. There was big blue skies and I was treated to a mountain rainbow and it was just gorgeous. And the whole rest of the run was just beautiful trail running at its finest. I got back and here's my friends looking like drowned rats and I'm looking like, you know, I just done a, you know, 20 mile run, tired, but I didn't look like a drowned rat. And they said, well, how did you miss the storm? And I said, well, I moved forward through the storm. I made it through the other side of the storm and it was gorgeous. They said, yeah, we turned around and now we're paying for it. As I thought about that this past week, I started thinking, you know, moving through the storm is a lot like life. We're all going to face storms in life. 2020, if you don't think you're going to move through storms in life, just replay 2020 just a little bit and tell me you're not going to face storms in life. The thing I want you to understand is that moving forward through the storms of life will amaze you by what's on the other side of the storm. I've been through a lot of storms in life. Some of the storms caused paralysis where I couldn't move. I couldn't even think of what to do next. The only thing I could think was maybe it's safer back there, back where I came from, where there was safety and there's a nice warm truck. And then there's storms in life where you just sort of put your head down and you move forward through the storm and the storm lasts for a while and then you break through to the other side. I have never once regretted moving forward through the storm. I saw this t-shirt and it was attached to a virtual race and I actually signed up and paid the $20 for it because I liked the t-shirt. And the t-shirt read, "The devil whispered in my ear, you're not strong enough to withstand the storm. Today I whispered in the devil's ear, I am the storm." And to me, that t-shirt, that saying, "I am the storm," is how we should reply when we're going through the storms of life. The ability to overcome the storms is already deep within you. Bobby Kennedy once said, "Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?" When Edward Kennedy delivered that quote at the funeral of Robert F. Kennedy. This was at the very end of his eulogy, and he says this with a quaking voice, and it stirred something within me, not a sense of awe, but a sense of, what do I have deep inside of me that'll say I dream things that never were and say, why not? When I went through one of the worst storms of my life just 13 short years ago, I thought all was finished. All my hopes, all my dreams lay shattered in a million little pieces of what I saw as failure, shame, and incompetence. And then one day I began running. The further I ran, the more I examined the truth behind what I was feeling. As I ran, I felt all the failures. I felt all the shame. I felt all the incompetence. And then I did something unusual. I began to search deep inside myself and look at how I was created and who I was created to be. And the deeper I went inside the storm of my feelings, the more I began to see the truth. As I ran through quiet forest and never-ending canyons and high mountain trails, I began to examine each of the feelings and apply truth to each one. Zig Ziglar once said, "You were designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness." I began to see the truth behind my feelings. I began to believe the seeds of greatness were already within me. This is when truth will always overcome feelings. On a trail in the middle of nowhere, as I began to apply truth to each feeling, I began to ask myself questions. Had I failed? Absolutely. I got distracted by the need to be wanted. I got distracted by doing things for others. I forgot who I was and who I was designed to be. The truth that covers failure? Am I a failure? Will I forever be a failure? The truth is that no, I am not a failure. I was designed for greatness. I was endowed by my Creator to be more than a conqueror. All of us feel and believe stuff about ourselves that, when examined under the microscope of truth, begin to reveal something different about us. The amazing thing about deciding to truly live again is that you will always begin to see hopes and dreams revealed in a whole new light. Truth will always be a door opener. The lies we believe about ourselves will always close doors. But here's the beautiful thing about life. We get to choose whether we're going to allow doors to close in our lives or whether we're going to allow truth to open doors for us. Let me say it again. Truth will always be a door opener. The lies we believe about ourselves will always close doors. You get to choose whether you're going to allow truth to open doors or whether you're going to allow the lies to close doors. That's your choice. So what I've been talking about in this episode is storms. We're all going to face them, right? There's always going to be another storm coming. I think one of the great things about life is that the storms don't stop coming. There's always a new storm for us to overcome. There's always something new for us to look and see what is the truth behind what's happening right now. The other thing that I want you to understand is that you've already been endowed with greatness. You've already had put deep inside you what you need to overcome the storms of life. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through the storms of life. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel some things that are just going to try and crush you and pull you down. You will feel them. But on the run of your life, apply truth. Begin to apply truth. Begin to look at that Zig Ziglar quote and say, what was I endowed with? And the final thing is simply this. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to allow the doors to be closed to you because of the lies? Are you going to believe that you're nothing, you're a nobody, that you'll never amount to anything? Or are you going to believe that I can do this? When I set out a couple weeks ago to run the JFK 50, I was scared to death because I had not finished a 50-mile race until that point. I remember the uncertainty, the feelings of dread as I came down off of Weaverton Cliffs and I was behind time, and I knew that I had to really, really hustle to make up time to hit the cutoffs. And that lie said, you're not going to finish. And then I twisted my ankle, and the lie really set in and said, you're not going to finish. I could have allowed the door to be closed right there, but I did something in that race that I had not done until this time. I chose to believe that I was endowed with the seeds of greatness. I chose to believe that the truth was I could finish this race and finish strong and be proud of my efforts. I chose. See, the great thing about life is you get to choose. You get to choose life or you get to choose death. Choose life. When I came across the finish line at the JFK 50 miler on November 21st, I'm telling you, I almost broke out in tears, not because of the pain, not because of anything else, but because I finally looked the storm in the eye and I said, oh, no, 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 storm. You don't win. I win. I am the storm. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do. My challenge to you is to take from this episode and look at the storms that you're going through. And I want you to do one thing. I want you to choose what you're going to believe. And here's what I want you to do if you're willing to. The email address is livingandultralife@gmail.com. Email me the storm you're going through and email me your choice. Because I want to join with you in saying that you're going to look at the storm and you're not going to say, I'm rolling over, I'm going to let the storm crush me. I want to join with you and say, I am the storm and I will overcome because I believe that you are capable of living an ultra life.